Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You are listening to the Metro Vapor Podcast, brought to you by electronic cigarette consumer reviews.com. This is number two podcast. So those of you guys that have actually found the podcast, either at TalkShoe or Podomatic, you will know that this is number two, and we're just starting out here. So just want to let you guys know to go to electronic cigarette consumer reviews.com. And bookmark the page because we have a lot of things happening. We're in the setup phase right now, but we plan on being the best electronic cigarette reviews website on the internet. We're going to bring you the best in news and reviews and electronic cigarette information. That is a promise. So make sure to bookmark the page and check it regularly. We have it going to our ECCR, that's ECCR. Social hub right now, which is a really awesome discussion forum. There's a chat there. There's a lot of chat. And we have different forums for the vaping community. So we're just, you know, we're not exclusive here, guys. We're inclusive. We're just letting everybody in. So we want vapers from all corners of the planet to take part in this discussion forum. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you bookmark that. You may want to bookmark ECCR, that's ECCR.yuku.com. Once the site's up, guys, we're going to have this all linked. It's going to be great for those of you guys that are into electronic cigarettes and vape, whether you know, whatever brand you use, if you refill and use e-liquids. We're going to talk about all the electronic cigarettes are the future of smoking, and it's going to change the whole landscape of how people who smoke and people who don't smoke, smokers versus non-smokers. It's going to change how we interact with people. And, you know, it's just really going to change people in general, how they approach this, businesses. You know, there's a lot of smoking bans out there right now. It's a real pain in the butt. You go to a restaurant, you eat a meal, you want to smoke afterwards. So, you know, sometimes you got to go out in the cold or you need to feel like an outcast. Electronic cigarettes are going to change a lot of things. And so, electronic cigarette consumer reviews.com. We're pushing into the future. We're trying to get this information out to people and really just, you know, push it out there into the mainstream, because we haven't really even tapped the mainstream to even let them know what electronic cigarettes are. And as I said in the last podcast, you got a lot of cheap brands out there in the gas stations, convenience stores, drug stores, even grocery stores. And these cheap brands, you know, if you buy them, you know, it can be a bad experience sometimes. So that's not helping us. You know, a lot of people, I think, in their mindset out there, that electronic cigarettes are just one of those things that, like, it's a gimmick. You know, it's not really serious. But this can help a lot of people to make the switch from traditional tobacco, which has super buttload amount of chemicals in it. I think it's like 4,000 or so. But yeah, so, you know, electronic cigarettes basically have, 4 to 6 ingredients, depending on which brand you go with. It's basically just the flavoring, a little bit of propylene glycol, not to be, confused with, you know, the stuff that's in antifreeze. Okay. It's not the stuff that goes in antifreeze. This is the stuff that they use to make fog at concerts that everybody breathes in huge quantities, and all that to make the vapor and the smoke-like effect. Yeah, thanks. One of the people in the live chat room said diethylene glycol. That's what the name is. Thanks for the help there. So it's not to be confused with diethylene glycol that's in antifreeze. We want to say that up front. You know, you've got the propylene glycol, which is the stuff that makes the vapor. You've got, you know, purified water. You got flavoring and all this. And that's basically all that's in these things. So, other than nicotine, which is the important ingredient, for those of you, you know, who just, you know, smoke and, you know, you're addicted to nicotine, this is definitely an alternative, without getting all those chemicals in there. So awesome stuff. It's just really, really an awesome product, and we at Electronic Cigarette Consumer Reviews are passionate about this, and that's what this podcast is about. So to get to the point, this is podcast number 2, so we're just starting out. We don't even have the website up yet. We're just kind of letting you know what's coming, all this exciting stuff. And basically what we're doing is you know, just want to let you know what the website's about, what's coming, what we're going to do. We're going to take the guesswork out of your electronic cigarette buying decision, because there, like I said in the last podcast, there's a glut of brands out there and a glut of review sites. And we're just going to be honestly reviewing these and letting you know what's going on with them, you know, which brands are good if you're a certain price level, which electronic cigarette is best for you at a certain price level. And this is going to help you in your buying decision. We'll keep you up on the latest news, specials, coupons, and all that good stuff. But this is podcast number 2, and this is a live event. We are actually at TalkShoe, whereas the first podcast I recorded just in my studio on the mic for you guys. This is actually the TalkShoe live event. We have live people in the live chat room, and this is how it's going to go. So we want to put the invitation to you guys out there to come to the live podcast event. For you guys that want to get on the email list to be notified when a podcast is going to happen, you can email me at paul@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. Yes, it's a mouthful, but I'm sure you guys can handle that, because the vaping community is just highly intelligent, because they switched over to electronic cigarettes in the first place. So we're going to bring in our round table here. This is a round table discussion of people that I've been close to. I've been in the electronic cigarette industry for some time. As I told you guys, I work for a prominent electronic cigarette company, and I've moved on to do my own thing here and move the electronic cigarette industry forward. So this would be the time in the podcast that you'd want to call in, and we are going to have live callers. This is the fun thing, guys, about the podcast, is that coming to talk to you and taking part in the live event. We're probably going to run this thing about 8:30 p.m. Like I said, get on my email list, paul@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. Say, hey, Paul, want to be on your email list for the podcast? This is the cool thing. You come take part in the live event. There's a live chat. You can call in, take part in the radio show, and it's a lot of fun. So we're going to get right into this. The dial info for the podcast is area code 724. This is an American number. You may have some people who are around the world that want to dial in. It's an American number, and the country code for the U.S. is +1. The area code is 724. That's 724-444-7444. That's 724-444-7444. You're going to need the call ID. And basically what this does is it lets talk to you know which podcast you're calling into. And the call ID is 1224-18, 1224-18. You just call in there, call into the number 724-444-7444, call ID 1224-18, and that's it. If you have an ID, if you set up a username at TalkShoe, you'll have your own PIN. If you're not, you're calling from a mobile phone. You don't even have to be in the live chat. You just call in anywhere. You could be out at a bar and just call in and say, you know what, I want to hang out the Metro Vapor podcast because it's cool to hang out there. Then you just put in the PIN 1, so it's real easy. So that's basically it. That's the intro. We're going to bring in some of our experts in the electronic cigarette industry here. We're going to pull the duct tape off of these people who have been waiting silently and been muted. We're going to unmute them and bring them into the podcast. We have Justin Time. You can
Good
call
evening,
Justin.
Everybody.
There you go. We have Raymond, who is the co-founder of electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. And we have Peer Mom, who is an avid electronic cigarette user, and who's awesome. You're going to grow to love her. And we have guest 5 in the chat. So we're glad to have, even at the second podcast, we're glad to have a good group here, and we plan to build from here. This is going to be pretty awesome. I'm going to start out with Justin here. He is the founder of thevaporrevolution.com. He runs his own site, educating people on electronic cigarettes in the industry, gives you reviews, basically what what we do as well. We're all a team. We're out here trying to push the message out there and get people off of the stink sticks. So Justin is the owner of thevaporrevolution.com. I want to say hey to you, Justin, and welcome. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me on the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say hi to all the listeners out there and give you a little background about myself. I've had the Vapor Revolution up for about 2 years now. The last job I had, which was outside the front door, I lost. I had a hard time looking around, looking for work, couldn't find any. And at the same time, I kept spending money. Where was my money going? My money was going on cigarettes, that rolled tobacco. What am I going to do? And I found a way to take care of both of them. I said, you know what? I'm going to try an online thing, see if I can do that. And someone told me about vapor cigarettes, which I'd never heard about. And I said, you know what? That might work. And so I came out. I heard more. I talked about it more. I heard people are quitting the rolled tobacco and actually trying these vapor cigarettes. It was like a revolution. I thought that's a perfect name for my website, the Vapor Revolution. I'll just tell you this before you come by. I know a lot of people like to stop by, shop, click, and go. If you come by my website, you're probably not going to like it because the reviews I do are detailed. I feel people want content. They want detail about the product. And the products I have on my website have to meet a specific grade. I just don't put anything on my website. So you're probably going to see I have scores on the homepage. You're going to say, well, you say they're all good. Well, yeah, most of them are. They're pretty good. Because they have to be if they're going to be on the Vapor Revolution. But stop by sometime. You know, if you know how to click on a website, just don't say, okay, where's all the information? There's tabs at the top about coupons and frequently asked questions and blog. A lot of people want to know about vapor cigarettes, the history. What does the FDA have to say about it? Why are they? Well, it's all in the blog, so make sure and check out the blog. And most of all, check out the reviews because I've tried the products and let you know what I thought about their performance, the quality, and the price.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. Thanks for that. There's just so many brands out there. And that's why a lot of us are getting out there to rescue people. I think it's just about, you know, just rescuing people from a lot of these cheap brands. And you and I know we've been in the business for a while that, you know, when somebody decides to make the switch from, you know, the stink sticks, traditional tobacco cigarettes, basically what happens is they go online, they search. Why do we put these review sites up? Probably because people are making a lot of decisions without information, and they need that information. They need people who are honest. So
some people are going from looking at review websites, and they're seeing these cheaper products, and these cheaper products are feeding off of the big dog players in the electronic cigarette world, the industry, just the industry. They're big people, and so these little people come in with these really, really cheap products. And the people want those cheap products only because they're so cheap. But what they don't recognize is that you get what you pay for when you purchase an electronic cigarette.
Yeah.
And that's what those review sites are there for. You know, some people actually take forth a lot of effort and they go and purchase every one of these cigarettes. They review them. They try them out. They see how much vapor it produces, the battery lifetime, you know. And these cheap ones, they don't do that. They just push a product out there. And that's why sometimes when people go into gas stations and they purchase a cheap electronic cigarette, they get a bad taste in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good point, Raymond, I think, too, because, you know, I mean, if you're getting around 60 years old and most of your teeth are gone and you want to get dentures, you're not going to go out and get a pair of dentures that are $30.
You're going to go get them custom made to fit your teeth.
I'm afraid if I get a cheap pair of dentures, you know, I'm going to be sitting here and I'm going to cough and they're going to hit my monitor and crack it or something, you know. I mean, you know.
I think that what matters to customers, you know, a newcomer is customer service. And that's another reason I just came off the top of my head with, is that these cheaper electronic cigarettes, they don't offer very good customer service. They're there for your money, really. I mean, I'm pretty sure all of us can agree on that one. But when you go to, you know, a superior company, someone that's been in the business for some time now, and you know, you read their reviews and you actually do a little bit more background check than just the main website, and you see what other people on other websites are saying, you know, you start to see what kind of service you're going to be getting. And another thing that really counts is that, you know, how fast are they going to ship that order, you know? And that, yeah, that plays big, you know. So cheaper companies, I think they send them in like 4 to 10 days, or no, it's 6 to 10 days you'll receive your order. But yet, if you pay a little bit of extra money for the, you know, one of the top brands, not only are you getting a better cigarette, well, electronic cigarette, but you're also getting it shipped to you faster. And when you call them because you need help, because your battery broke, or you know, you dropped in a puddle of water or something, they'll get it out to you like bam.
Yeah, these are a lot of things that people don't think about, man. They don't think about it. They're just thinking like, you know, I'm a smoker. I go get a pack of cigarettes, and like pretty much, you know, I buy, you know, a pack of cigarettes. They're pretty much the same all the time. You know, there is a little bit different, you know, issues involved when you start vaping with an e-cig. So, and that's, you know, the purpose of the podcast is to kind of bring these things out, talk about it. You know, people that are electronic cigarette users, I want them to be able to come to the podcast and listen to people talking about stuff like this. I don't want to overwhelm them and make it seem like it's hard. It's not. Once you get used to it, there is a little bit of a learning curve on certain things when you're buying them and using them. But, man, you'll get used to it. It's real easy. I mean, there's a lot of things with, like, cigarettes. You know, you can't fall asleep with one in your hand, or you burn your house down, or holes in your sheets, or you know, there's other things. You got to take care of all the butts, and you got to use to like emptying your ashtrays, and you got to go to the store and get your cigarettes, and just, you know, buy lighters all the time. I mean, there was a learning curve with just traditional smoking, and it's really no different with electronic cigarettes. And that's what I'm trying to get you know, into people's heads, is that, yeah, it's learning curve with it, but it's not hard, and the benefits are just, you know, beyond calculation for the person who just comes in and starts thinking about it, you know, on like a real light level. They're not getting deep into it. You know,
just came in. If I could squeeze this in, for a person that's just coming to electronic cigarettes, it'd be advisable, because I just thought of this too. A lot of, you know, the big name brand electronic cigarettes are going to be pushing out their products to retail stores. So in the end, if you go and purchase, you know, a cheap electronic cigarette that's maybe $10 or $7 or however much they're selling them on the internet nowadays, if you go and purchase something like that, that's like $20 or $25, whatever you paid for it, that you just lost, because a lot of these electronic cigarette companies are going to be going retail, and they're going to be able to buy their cartridges in there. You know, mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
Well, you know, a lot of the e-cigarette companies are keeping their premium stuff online, and I think a lot of the people that are going to retail are the people who are trying to make a quick buck. And what's going to happen is, you know, when I first came into electronic cigarettes and made the switch, I bought this product called the Super Cigarette, and it was basically just a off-the-shelf product, you know, out of China, because China developed the e-cigarette, you know, a few years back. And so they get credited with that. And so most of the electronic cigarette manufacturing happens in China. I mean, it's no different than anything else. But there are companies who are pushing to, you know, manufacture these in the U.S. There are some manufacturers in the U.S. There's some manufacturers of the, what we call in the industry, we've coined the term e-liquid, which is the liquid that's in the actual, what looks like the you know, the cigarette filter part of the electronic cigarette, which is actually an atomizer with the medium, the e-liquid in there, which you're going to vaporize. You know, and there's two-piece and there's three-piece. There's a lot of stuff to look for when you're buying. But, you know, these cheap companies get in there. They buy an off-the-shelf product. And that's what happened to me at first, is I bought the Super Cigarette, which is basically just an off-the-shelf Chinese product. And I realized the potential when I bought it, and that's why I stuck with it. You know, But I had problems. You know, it was a two-piece. It was basically just a plastic tube that fit over a separate metal atomizer that was attached to the battery. And it just had a little sponge in it with some liquid. And, you know, I don't know if they overfilled it or what. I don't know what their quality control process was. But, you know, you pull on it too hard, you're trying to get vapor. And you get the e-liquid in your mouth. And, you know, the atomizer, you're reusing it. It just gets dirty because the vapor gets on there and the heating element's there. And, you know, you get this resin that's on the atomizer. It gets dirty. It gets clogged. There's a lot of things to think about. And these are the things we're going to be talking about in the podcast. So for you guys that are listening, that are smokers out there and you're thinking about moving over to electronic cigarettes, these are all the things, you know, you want to think about, but don't let it overwhelm you because we'll be talking about this. We're just kind of chatting and having a little round table here and just letting it flow wherever it goes. You know, but we'll be having shows based on specific topics and stuff like that and what we think of the different companies. But, you know, there is somewhat of a learning curve. It's not much, but, you know, you want to know what kind of electronic cigarette you're buying, what the company offers, what the shipping is. It all factors in. You're going to have situations where, you know, you have a premium e-cigarette, which is a really good product, but they may charge a little bit more for the shipping, where you may have a cheaper product and they offer free shipping and you might be tempted in there to save a few bucks. These are all things you got to think about, and there's going to be certain e-cigarettes that are a certain quality at certain price levels. And we're going to sort out, you know, we're going to sort out the cow dung, you know, so to speak, for you guys. Because everybody in this industry, you know, these companies, you know, any company's trying to make a dollar. There's a lot of e-cigarette review websites out there that, you know, are basically making money off of recommending other electronic cigarette companies, which electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com is as well. That's how I'm going to, you know, fund this. Once you know, we're going to, you know, we're going to give you unbiased reviews based on this. I've been in the industry. I've seen too many review websites out there just recommending whoever makes them the most money. And we're not going to do that. We're going to give you honest reviews. And you're going to see that. You're going to see that. You're going to see unique reviews. I want you guys to visit other review websites before you come back to ours, and I want you to see what they're saying. And you're probably going to see a different order of which electronic cigarette companies are the best, because we're just going to simply give you the lowdown on what the real deal is. I believe in honesty. That's my policy, is to be honest to people. It's like the boomerang principle. You know, I'm broadcasting here. Personally, from sunny Australia, I'm American who married a beautiful Australian woman and settled over here in Australia. And so, you know, cigarettes are expensive over here. You know, that's why it's pretty much how I found electronic cigarettes. But, you know, I want you to know that we're going to give you honest reviews. Honesty is something that's very important to me. And, you know, I believe that in the boomerang principle. Yeah, there it is. There's my point. You guys will understand that happens to me sometimes. I'll be having a point, and I'll be like, there goes the point. It flew out the window. But I usually always find it. Excuse me, and come back to it. But, yeah, being from Australia, I like to call it the boomerang principle. And it's like whatever you throw out there comes back to you. So, you know, this is about gaining people's trust, because this is my business. This is what I do. And I want people, the big thing with me is I want to gain people's trust. And the only way to gain people's trust is to give them an honest review. So that when they buy the product, they're like, you know what? It's just like he said it was. And, you know, what a good recommendation. And I'm going to want you to come back to the site and put up a review yourself. What you think, because the site's going to be interactive and you'll be helping other people. I mean, this thing could change the world, guys. You wonder why am I making an electronic cigarette podcast here? First of all, you're not going to find, I don't know of any electronic review sites that have a podcast. But why are we doing this? Because, you know, One of the reasons is it's, you know, it was already important to me for my own health, but I lost my brother in 2011 to smoking, to lung cancer, and it was horrible. And, you know, if electronic cigarettes had been there, maybe things could have been different. So this isn't just a product that's cool and I'm going to feel a little bit better. I mean, this product literally, in the end, could save people's lives. And, you know, there's a lot of battle out there with a lot of companies, big tobacco, big pharma, the FDA. We're not marketing this as a quit smoking product or anything, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. So be it. You know, you can make your own conclusions. Just look at the ingredients in a tobacco cigarette and look at the ingredients in an electronic cigarette and use your own intelligence and make your own conclusions as to what happens. I'm not going to specify those conclusions because our tongues get kind of handcuffed with all the legal business. So come to your own conclusions. But I'm very passionate about this, and each person on this podcast is passionate about it or they wouldn't be here. You know, Justin, he runs the vaporrevolution.com. I've got a lot of people in the electronic cigarette industry, and I'm not trying to like compete with anybody. Like, this is the move of the industry forward. And we're going to bring people on the podcast from, you know, other parts of the industry because they have expertise. And, you know, Ray, my business partner who founded the site with me, he's knowledgeable about it. He's an avid electronic cigarette user. Justin, he runs a site. He's an avid electronic cigarette user. And we're inviting the vaping community in here. Whatever you want to talk about, you know, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about different e-liquids, different companies, it's all good. You're excited about something or excited about a new product or you have an insight, come on the podcast. You know, people can call in. It's all good, man. We're real laid back here. Going to bring Pear Mom in. Want to say hello to her. She's an avid electronic cigarette user. She loves them. How you doing, Pear Mom? You there?
I'm doing real good. I'm here.
Good. Awesome. So you love electronic cigarettes. I know that.
I do.
You and I are good friends. She doesn't like me to say so, but she has an extensive collection of used electronic cigarette cartridges. So just, you know, you're passionate about it. What, you know, what is it about electronic cigarettes that you like? How has it affected you?
I mean, as time goes by, I have more things to add to that list. But initially, I started using the electronic cigarette because I had tried a whole bunch of other ways to quit smoking. So, you know, that's what started me on the endeavor. I didn't know that they weren't really recommended to help you quit smoking, but I figured they could help me. So that's what I did. And I muddled through a bunch of brands that were not necessarily cheaper, but they certainly were, you know, not real desirable. And then I came upon one that was desirable, and I've been using them for about 2 years. And about 6 months ago, I ran out of cartridges. So I went to the store and I bought a pack of cigarettes just until my cartridges could get here. And
oh,
I couldn't...
shame on you.
No, now wait a minute. Let me tell you.
I lit
it up and I took one drag and I absolutely choked because now it had been 2 years since I'd had a cigarette and I didn't like the taste of it and it was just so acrid and fumy and it didn't have the smoothness of the draw that an electronic cigarette has. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that I actually used to smoke these.
Well, let's be honest. Like, the first time you smoke a cigarette, it doesn't taste good.
No, it doesn't. And yeah. when you go to an electronic cigarette for an amount of time and then try to go back to a real cigarette, you can't smoke it. You're right back there at the beginning. You know, so that was really an eye-opener for me.
Yeah.
You know,
it is for a lot of people, and I'm just fighting out there, you know, to get people interested in this, whether they, you know, purchase from ECCR or not. It's about moving this industry forward because it's so important. I mean, you know, like I was saying, like cigarettes don't taste good. You know, when you first try them. I find people, they're like, this doesn't, you know, companies will put out there like a flavor that purports to taste as close as it can get to like, you know, like certain brands of cigarettes. We won't mention any names. And they're like, it doesn't taste as good as my cigarette. And I'm like, hold on. Okay. Let's just and rewind it. Okay. Because that's not the issue. Okay. Let's just get serious for a second and let's be honest with one another. The first time you take a puff off of a cigarette, it tastes nasty.
Yeah.
You know, there's this whole neural connection that goes on in your mind that you get addicted to the nicotine. And then, excuse me, people say nicotine's a pleasurable experience. Well, it is, but only after you become addicted to it.
Right.
You know, the first time you puff on a cigarette, your head's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I'm dizzy. You know, so we're going to, you know, there's a big, huge elephant in the room, and we're going to talk about it, which is, you know, if you, first of all, I probably should let people know, like, if you don't smoke, we're not trying to like tell you to start smoking electronic cigarettes. If you don't smoke, stay a non-smoker. Okay. That's first off, like, don't smoke because nicotine is not a vitamin. It's not going to make you healthier. Okay. This podcast is for, you know, smokers and those who already use electronic cigarettes. But you know, as you use nicotine, you become addicted to it, and when the nicotine in your system, you know, you start to feel irritable, you get the negative effects. So the reason nicotine is pleasurable to people is because simply for the fact that it relieves the withdrawal symptoms.
Right.
And then, and there are side benefits to nicotine. It can improve, you know, it can improve your mental alertness and stuff like that, but that's not something that, you know, you really put out there and say, oh, well, you should start smoking. Those are like minimal things. Really, the pleasurable experience comes from it with, you know, it has a relaxation effect, but even the relaxation effect is tied to, there's a lot of relaxed people out there who start smoking and they become not relaxed when they're addicted and they don't have the nicotine. So this is all like six, one half dozen of the other, you know, apples and oranges. But you know, for those people out there who are smoking tobacco cigarettes and they're looking for an alternative and they've tried quitting with various different methods, or people who just want an alternative where they're not going to be ingesting things like, you know, forms of, you know, arsenic and benzene and all these other different chemicals, butane and stuff that, for whatever reason, they put these witches brew of chemicals in there. I don't know. It's like mad scientists in a laboratory trying to create the ultimate addictive experience. Who knows? Whatever it is. But for those people who can't quit or haven't, you know, or just like the experience of smoking, they just like it, you know, electronic cigarettes are an awesome alternative, but it's definitely not the taste. You know, people that say, oh, well, this company purports that this is close to this type of brand's taste and does it taste as good as my cigarette, to kind of bring it back full circle. It's, you know, we could probably create a cartomizer that tastes like a bull's rear end. Okay.
Yeah.
And put a lot of nicotine in it. If you smoke it long enough, you're going to be like, wow, that tastes good, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you know, it's a valid point. You're going to be like associating that taste with the quote pleasurable experience of nicotine, and your mind makes those neural connections. So cigarettes don't taste good. Now, one of the issues we can get into and talk about is, you know, how electronic cigarettes have different flavors, and oh my gosh, we just open up the whole can of worms there with the legal aspects of like them trying to say, oh, they're trying to market the kids because you have a chocolate flavor and it's supposed to be like candy. So there are,
they'll find any reason they can.
Yeah,
exactly. Because, you know, big tobacco is a big industry. It's multi-billion, maybe it's even trillion, I don't know, dollar industry. And, it's not cool, I guess, when something new comes out and you're taking business away from them. And then you have the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry who doesn't like it because it's an alternative. And they're wanting people to buy their Nicorette or Nicabate or whatever products are out there. So there's a lot of people fighting against the electronic cigarette industry. So I'm telling people out there who are listening to the podcast who are interested in electronic cigarettes. I mean, you vapers out there in the vaping community, you guys know about all this already. I'm sure you're educated, but do your research. Do your research out there. Make your own decision. Don't let anybody else think for you. Because that is, it's your decision. It's your body. It's your decision. Don't let anybody else think for you. There's plenty of information out there on the internet. And that's part of what we're doing right now. Part of that information on the internet is this podcast and, the website, doing reviews, telling people the truth of what's out there. But this is definitely the future of smoking. There's a prominent e-cig company that's been bought by a tobacco company, and that right there proves that these tobacco companies are taking notice. They're going to have to get on the bandwagon or they're going to be left behind. It always takes time for a new product to get out there to the masses. But when something's bad, humanity finds a way, I used to think, when I was younger, I smoked for 18 years and, I developed something called reactive lung disorder. And it's sort of like, my lungs are real sensitive to things and it could bring on an asthma attack. And manage to get bronchitis all the time. Just personal testimony. I don't deal with that anymore. Same thing Pear Mom was saying. She's just saying, I know what we're supposed to say and what we're not supposed to say, but she's just giving her personal testimony about it.
And I think you hit a very important point, a little bit ago too. A lot of it, I know a lot of people out there listening, are saying, who can I trust? I think that's what Electronic Cigarette Consumer Reviews is going to be about. You can trust us. We're not going to be fighting to get your trust. What you've got to do is you've got to look at that person in the mirror and ask about that trust. How bad do you want to stop lighting up that rolled tobacco that you're paying $5, $7, $10 for? I started about 2 years ago, in fact, just a few days ago on August the 2nd, made 2 years for me that I haven't lit up anything. And I feel 1,000 times better as far as my health goes. And I've kept track of it, and I've saved just under $7,000 in those 2 years. So, there's the biggest reason right there. Ask yourself what the advantages are. And, what the disadvantages are. Paul talked about the relaxation, and I hear a lot of people out there say, but I enjoy smoking. I enjoy the... Well, let me tell you, from the research that I've done and just my own personal experience, I have found out that 75% of the habit of smoking is not the addiction to the nicotine. The addiction is killing the boredom, having something in your fingers to fill around. I mean, stop and think as a smoker.
Oral
when you light up.
Too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With your coffee in the morning, after you get done eating a meal, maybe before you go to bed. It's all those neural schedule or sitting on the couch watching a television show for an hour and a half. You get bored. What do? You pull one out of the pack, you light it up. If you live in a big city and you're driving in bumper-to-bumper traffic for 2 hours, you get bored. What do you do?
Yeah.
You pull one out of the pack and you light it up. And this is the difference with electronic cigarettes. Unlike gum with nicotine, or unlike patches you can buy with nicotine, they don't feel that physical need of having something in your hands, keeping you busy. And you say, I just can't
it's
handle
that
this.
Hand to mouth
system. That's right. That's exactly right, Ray.
What'd you say, Ray? I go ahead and repeat that. I didn't hear it too well.
I said it's a hand. It's the hand to mouth sensation.
Right. It is.
Yeah, that's part of the addiction as well.
In fact, when my youngest son quit smoking, like 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, he used a Bic pen, and he took the ink cartridge out from the middle of the Bic pen so that it was just a tube, an empty tube.
And he could just chew
on
it.
The Bic pen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom used straws and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of the oral fixation there. But there are a lot of people, like Justin was saying, there are a lot of people out there who enjoy it, and they're like, hey, I like it. And there's people from coming from all different reasons who, you know, want to continue smoking. There are a lot of people who just continue vaping because they like it, you know, and that's all good too. Because, you know, nicotine is not the substance, according to the American, I think it's the American Cancer Association.
Definitely not the American Dream.
Yeah, the American Cancer Association, I think, said that nicotine is not the component in cigarettes that
right.
causes cancer.
No.
In fact, you know, for the most parts, in the amounts, now let me stress this, in the amounts that you're consuming in an electronic cigarette at these levels, it's right along with the risks of just caffeine. You know, nicotine can contribute to atherosclerosis, the hardening of the arteries, if you're consuming it in large doses. But there's all different levels. This is what we're going to talk about on the podcast. Yes, these things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the issues. We'll probably get into anything from electronic cigarettes to, you know, Frisbees. I don't know. But because this, you know, this podcast is here for you guys, and we're going to have live call-in session, and we'll talk about anything. But, you know, we're going to try to focus on electronic cigarettes. So we hope people will subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to wrap this up, guys, because I don't want to make this too long. It's the number two podcast here. But I think we've talked about some issues and given people some food for thought on several different issues, just, you know, briefly touching on a lot of them. So first of all, what I want to do is I want to thank Justin from thevaporrevolution.com. Go give his site a shout out and take a look at it. He's got a lot of good information there. And I want to thank Ray, my co-founder. You know, electronic cigarette consumerreviews.com. And I want to thank Pure Mom for being here tonight. And, you know, with all you guys' input, that's great. And they're going to be here regularly on the podcast. And so I just wanted to thank you guys for being here tonight. And guest five who showed up, even though we're not in the podcast directories yet and not haven't really got it out there, we actually had an extra visitor tonight. So I want to thank guest five for stopping by. And if you sign up for TalkShoe, get a username and password, it's real easy. We'll know who you are. You'll actually have your TalkShoe handle that we can refer to you by, and we'll know you from week to week, and that's cool. So just want to let you guys know, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It's kind of a little preview of how the live event works and the live call-in. It's going to be fun. We're going to get a lot more people on here. It's going to be a lot more lively. We'll have roundtables, call-in session. We're going to talk about everything. It's going to be awesome. And I just want you know, to ask you guys to send me an email at paul@electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com. Just say, hey, Paul, I want to be on the email list for announcements on the podcast. And we'll do that. I'll send you guys an email out, let you know when the live event's going to happen. And you know what? We've already submitted the podcast to iTunes. So in a very short time when iTunes accepts that, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and just subscribe to the podcast. And we've got a site at Podomatic. It's ECCR. That's ECCR dot Podomatic, PODOMATIC.com. We're also on TalkShoe. It's like TalkShoe.com/TC/12/24/18. That'll bring you to the podcast on TalkShoe. See, the last podcast, I didn't have the number memorized, and this time I do. So we're getting better and better. But thanks for those of you who are listening to the podcast. Thanks, you guys, for taking part in the podcast tonight. We're going ahead and reel this podcast in and wrap it up. My name is Paul. I'm the founder of Electronic Cigarette Consumer Reviews, and I'm your host for the Metro Vapor Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for taking part in this. We're going to say goodnight for the evening. Hope you guys have a great week, and we will see you next time on the flip side.